Okay. Is this good? All right. We're going to bring up Karen, and she's going to show us how do you take some of the stuff you're learning and create really great meals for people. And how can you do this? And she actually loves to do it. She does classes. You can do that too. We have a bonus in the program where I have an all-day kind of a webinar, seminar that I did. Yeah, come on up. That teaches you how to do an online food prep class. The way to get, somebody asked earlier, how do you get clients? How do you attract clients? Feed them. Feed them. Take them in and teach them how to make food. You get them eating this great food. And at the end of that, you say, look, I can work with you on an ongoing basis. And here's what I have to offer. Or you can sell a recipe book. So that's a great way to get people in. Great way to get people in. All right. So I'm going to introduce somebody that many of you know. Most of you know it through your palate this weekend. Those of you are VIP. Karen has been the one that has gone in and worked with the staff here, given them her recipes, come in and done taste tests to make sure they were doing it right, quality checked the ingredients. She's been doing this. This is our 8th live event like this. She's done it for every single one. The first one was a real challenge because they ended up dragging her in the kitchen because they couldn't figure it out. And she was actually making the food in the kitchen and dragging a whole bunch of our team members in there to help her because otherwise we wouldn't have eaten because they had no idea how long it was going to take to prep this food. This place is much, much better, much different. So Karen is an amazing chef. She came to see me as a patient about 15 years ago or so when she was pretty ill. Had been getting sick on a regular basis and had thrombocytopenia and a bunch of other stuff. And she just like ran with it. When I started talking to her about diet, she just ran with it and changed her diet, changed her own. And then she started like making, experimenting with food. And she'd bring up this food to me and I go, wow, this is really good stuff. And then she studied at culinary institutes like the Living Light Culinary Institute for Living Foods. And then she went to Natural Epicurean where they teach you all kinds of therapeutic foods. She's now a trained yoga instructor. She's doing a whole bunch of different things with yoga now. And her goal is to incorporate good food with yoga for the older population to keep everybody independent and not having to go to these nursing homes that poison them. And she's just an amazing person. You're all mic'd up, right?
Am I?
Yes, you are. All right, and I'm going to let her take it away.
Okay, so Tony, you have the clicker? Ooh.
Got it?
I'm the sous chef.
Are you going to be the chef?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Also, I'm the clicker girl.
Now, you can start. Yeah. Okay. So, you guys have, you're going to use the assessments that you've gotten now to figure out what your clients need. And now you're going to figure out how to have them prepare meals that restore their balance. And this is for you guys too. I mean, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of your clients, right? So I would either burn the food or keep it on one slide the whole time, so Tony's gonna advance the slide. All right, so if it's not easy, they're not gonna do it. And I'm gonna demo some a pizza crust that you can use for a wrap or a pizza. You can put any kind of spices in it. And I'm going to just kind of do that and this at the same time. Is that plugged in? Okay. Okay, go ahead. And I'm just going to go through the slides and do this all at the same time, and you guys get to sample when they get it ready. Okay, so that's good. Okay. So to make things fast for your clients, you know, faster than going to McDonald's, there's just it's a different way of thinking. So they just need to do some prep work in advance. Like when they go to the store and buy nuts and seeds, bring them home instead of putting them in the pantry, put them in a bowl of water and soak them overnight. And then put them on the dehydrator tray, dehydrate them, and then you have like four pounds of walnuts you can put in a gallon Ziploc bag, 5 pounds of almonds, just keep all that, and then you can use them for whatever you want. All of this stuff, you just prep, and you can throw it together however you want. I'm just gonna, you could go ahead and advance that one. Okay, greens can replace the glutinous bread, and that's one of the things I'm going to demo right now. You can make wraps, you can make tacos, you can make sandwiches, you can make salads. You just collect some greens, wash them, and put them in the fridge. If you can go ahead and advance. So you've got the low fat and all nutrient filled instead of glutinous junk. And another thing, if people need their breads, I've soaked quinoa overnight, and I rinsed and drained it. And all I'm gonna do is add some water and a little seasonings. You can use whatever kind of seasonings you want to get whatever kind of bread. If you're doing an Italian thing, you can put Italian seasonings. I'm just putting garlic granules and salt in here. Let's see. So that was 1 cup of quinoa soaked, and I'm going to use 1/4 cup of water. So I think. And I would use about 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And this is all to taste. I mean, you know. And 1/4 teaspoon of garlic granules. And just blend it up. So you're going to make a paste with it. Some of these, you can make a nut and seed crust. The one on your left is vegetables. You just put them in the food processor and blend them, like puree it, and then put a little water in there and some ground flax seeds. So, and whatever seasonings you want. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do this, but this is so simple. This one's actually not raw, it's baked. So I'm gonna make a paste, and then I would spread it on a cookie sheet on parchment paper and just bake it. That's it. You can probably, I'm not going to spread it out right now. You can see. So quinoa is one of it's not really a grain. It's just a seed, but the fats are not damaged by heat. So it's gluten-free. I think it's on the next slide. Complete protein. Sorry. No, it's my fault. I didn't tell you. So there you go, all about quinoa. Okay. Yeah, you can cook it. You can make all kinds of salads with it. You can sprout it. You can make a tabbouleh. It tastes just like tabbouleh, but you don't have the gluten, the bulgur wheat. Okay. This you can do. You can't mess this up. You can do it, like, if you want a thick crust or a thin crust, you do it, spread it thicker or thinner. You can do it at 400 for like 15 minutes, and then you flip it over and bake it longer, like to the hardness that you want. You can make crackers out of it. It sticks together. It's a bready. You're gonna get a sample of it. Yes. You could. Yes. You could dehydrate it. You could also bake it at 350 for 15 minutes and then flip it and turn it over. I mean, put it back in for however long you want. A lot of the classes I teach, I don't want people to have to buy a dehydrator, so we put it in the oven on, like a lot of ovens now go down to 170 and then leave the door open and just put that parchment paper on there. It's great. So then all these, isn't that pretty? Like, what color is fast food? If you go to McDonald's, most of the stuff is beige. It's kind of boring. Or in pretty packages, or colored up with chemicals. But all this, you know, you figure out what you need and what you like, and you just chop it up once a week, put it in your fridge, and like Jan was saying yesterday, you can just pull from your fridge, and you can cook these, or you can put them in a salad. You can do all kinds of things. Smoothies, but Michael Greger, figured out, I don't know if he figured out, he said, I learned from him, like the broccoli, okay, the sulforaphane, if you have, it's made by a reaction, so you need an enzyme, and there's a precursor and an enzyme, and then it makes the sulforaphane, and that happens when the broccoli is chewed, any of the cruciferous vegetables, when they're chewed or chopped, and only the enzyme is damaged by heat. So if you chop it up and let it sit for 40 minutes, or however, you know, chop it once a week and have it in your fridge, it's created that sulforaphane, and then you can cook it and have the benefits of eating raw if you can't digest a lot of raw food. And then if you've cooked it all and you still need that reaction, mustard is a, the mustard seed is cruciferous. You can just sprinkle a little mustard powder on there and it'll start that reaction in your cooked food. So that's another way to have the benefits of cooked food without having to, benefits of raw food without having to digest it. So another thing you can do is make hummus and pate. You can make them with beans. You can make it with zucchini and tahini. And running out of time here. Anyway, you just make some of those and keep them in your fridge. And you can grab them for salads. You can grab them for wraps, dips. Cut up some vegetables, have some crudité, and dip. Okay, next. Thank you. Same thing with sauces and dressings. So all these, zucchini, cucumber, tomato, arugula, mango, protein, you can use the protein powders, celery, and you know, nuts and seeds. If you can't do nuts and seeds, do some of those other things. If you can do the protein powder, it's a great base for a dressing. All of these get really creamy when you, thick and creamy when you blend them. Tomatoes, yeah, I put that on there. And so just make a few different dressings and then like put the apple cider vinegar or the lemon or whatever spices and seasonings you want in it. Keep those in your fridge. And all you have to do is take them out and shake them up. Okay. Lentils and beans, if you can eat those, you okay. Sorry. But, so sometimes I'll soak like 3 or 4 different kinds of beans overnight one night, and then one day you need a pressure cooker. Go on to the next slide. So, but a pressure cooker, like the Instant Pot, or a regular pressure cooker, you can cook your beans and keep them in your fridge and grab them for a salad or make a hummus or whatever you want to make with them. The pressure cooker, can you go back one? It's actually, I've read some research like in cooking. It really doesn't heat things as high as your slow cookers. And it cooks it faster, so it preserves more of the nutrients because you're not cooking it that long. So those are great. With the instant one, you can have your dinner ready when you come home. I just put some stuff in the bottom of the pressure cooker, like beans, quinoa, and then put a steamer basket in and put the vegetables on top. And it's done in a minute or two for one serving. And you might have to go 3 or 4 minutes for like a whole like family. Steaming is another good way to if you can't handle the raw. And let's see. Water saute is what I was going to do, but I left the onions somewhere. So I'm not going to do it because should I do it? It's just it's a way to cook things without oil. You really don't need, I think they're in the cooler. Oh, shoot. You know what? I'm sorry. Are those the raw onions? Oh, no. I know, I'm sorry. I had cooked onions. They might be in that cooler. Everybody, just sample the bread. Okay? Just take it. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's just like a couple of slices of raw. Don't eat that unless you want raw onion. But you can sample the bread. Are there any raw onions left that I could just get? Okay. Yes. So Really? Sorry. I thought that smelled really strong out there. You know, so there's a little bit in here. So all you do is put it on the heat, and when it, like it starts to cook, and instead of adding oil, you're just going to add water to keep it from sticking to the pan. And I'll do that if this warms up. Anyway, that's water saute. Okay, smoothies and soups are great. You can put all kinds of herbs. You need ashwagandha for your... it's not really warming up. the smoothies, what I do is put all my herbs that I want for my smoothies. Instead of every morning getting a spoonful of this and a spoonful of that, I take the little jars and put my protein powder in it. I put milk thistle seeds to support my liver. Just a bunch of like ashwagandha, whatever you need. And just make up these little smoothie jars. And in the morning, all you have to do is put some water and your jar and some greens that you've already prepped. And so whatever you want in there. And yeah. So, and it's good for traveling. Just take your little Ziploc bags of your little mixture. And one more. Okay. So yeah, that's the thing is, just eat a rainbow of foods. They don't even really need to know what's in them, but I've written down what's in the different colors because I didn't want to leave anything out. There you go, the reds, you know, like lycopene. I mean, they don't need to know all the, or they can if they're interested. But it's just lycopene, there's quercetin, anthocyanins, they support the prostate, the urinary tract, DNA health, and protects against cancer. The purples have resveratrol, anthocyanins. It protects your heart, your brain, your bones, your arteries, cognitive health, fights cancer, and healthy aging. The greens, the lutein, zeaxanthin, these are just some of them. There's so many things. The sulforaphane, it's good for your eye health, arterial function, lung health, liver function. What's greens not good for? Yeah. Okay, the whites, allicin, quercetin, glucosinolates, good for your bones, your circulatory system, arteries, fights heart disease and cancer. There's a theme here. Yellows and oranges, beta carotene, lutein, zeaxanthin, there's more. But that's good for your eyes, your immune function, growth and development. Is it getting warm? Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Okay, we got. Anyway, you just pour some water in there and let it cook. And you just keep stirring it and it doesn't stick to the pan. But anyway, this is fast.
Oops.
And that's the last slide, I think. But it's fast and it's beautiful compared to the things that come in a package. And everybody can do this. They just need to know how to make it fast.
So what's the name of your cookbook?
Which one? Oh. Okay. So I Rita Ray and I did the one dessert book. Then I've got a low glycemic dessert book. You could email me at KarenORawChef@gmail.com. And then I've got another one not finished. Raw Chef. KarenORawChef@gmail.com. And I have a new website coming soon. That's the problem. I let my old one go. And so, but I can send you the book. Is this doing?
Not much.
It's just, I think, so it works a lot better on a real stove. But you can do, so one of the things I do is if you can eat tomatoes, you can cook tomatoes down like this, make a paste and whatever spices you want, and then I have some of the beans already prepared, like lentils are great, black beans are great, and just heat them in the tomatoes that have, or any vegetable that you can, you know, cook down into a thick paste. And I mean, it's so possible to eat deliciously and healthily. It's like, there's no reason not to do it. Were the onions in there? The cooked ones?
No.
Oh, okay, let's just pass out the bread. Yeah, so what, the other thing was a pesto that I made. And the you can do this with anything, but it's sun-dried tomatoes and fresh tomatoes. So I soaked the sun-dried tomatoes. I put arugula in there and fresh basil, and then some garlic granules and salt and lemon juice. But you could put anything in there. You could put any of your herbs that you need in there to support whatever you're trying to support. Just mix it up and put it on a wrap, put it on the bread, make a pizza out of it, whatever. So enjoy the bread and the pesto. Sorry about the onions. It's the quinoa bread, yeah. Depending on how long you bake it and how thin you spread it. So I've made several batches of this to cut, so some of them are thinner than others. But, and if you want to use it for a wrap, you just spread it kind of thin and don't cook it too long, and it's pliable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a tortilla.
Wait for the mic.
You can freeze. I did freeze those. That's probably why they're kind of wet right now. But yeah. Yes. Where do I do my demonstrations? I'm teaching classes. Yeah. Are you in Austin? Oh, okay. So actually, we're going to, we're going to record the holiday class in November, like November 19th or whatever, and then I'm going to have that on my website.
And if you want any more from her, we have on our website, she and I did a whole series of classes back a few years back, but there's probably about 12 or 14 of them up on the website if you look under classes. And we've got holiday classes, bread making, cheese making, tamales.
Mexican.
Mexican, Thai food, so all kinds of stuff if you go out to the website. And that's included, I think that some of you get that. I'm not sure if we include that in the, maybe not in the program. I don't remember.
Can I ask a quick question? Do you ever cook with oils? Or what do you think
cook
of that?
With oil? I don't. I eat fats through like some nuts and seeds, and I don't eat too many. Any fats that I'm going to eat, avocados, whole food fats. I don't.
Awesome. I agree with that. I totally, because I don't cook with oil either.
Yeah, that's why I do, do the water saute.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
oils shouldn't be heated. I mean, very few of them are stable with heat. Coconut can be, olive oil can be a certain heat, but really they oxidize and they become rancid and they cause free radical damage. So, you know, it's great for her to show you this because to see how easy it is that, and when you're coaching people and saying, you know, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, here's some alternatives, and being able to incorporate the things they need into the recipes. So you can all do this.
But I wish I had brought the onion. They're so good. They turn, I put just a little bit of garlic and a little bit of salt in there, and they're sweet.
Who's got the mic?
I have a question. My husband's an athlete. He's an ultramarathon runner. He's always hungry, but he doesn't eat carbs, so now if I don't replace fats, I know I don't want to do too much, but that's how he's full. What else can I use? Because they do cook in oil.
There's no, I would say don't cook in oil,
okay.
But give them the fats like avocados and coconuts and nuts and seeds and all that.
Okay.
But the oil's really, it's really a fractured food, and we're all about whole foods. We don't want to eat white flour, yet we're all eating oil, which is just the oil taken out of a whole food, which has tons of other nutrients and minerals and all that. So get him eating more. I mean, when he's an athlete, he's going to need a higher fat content.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do nut milks. You can do the yogurts, you know, a lot of different things like that, guacamole.
Okay.
But just stay away from the oil when you're cooking.
Yeah. Okay. Just no heated fat.
Just don't heat it.
Hold on. So this bread that we just tried, it is made out of just the quinoa with, is it with flaxseed also?
No, or it's just quinoa. It's like, that's really amazing what happens to it. It's become a thick paste there, and you just spread it on the parchment paper, and it's so easy to flip over after it's done, like 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then I pull the parchment paper off of it.
Okay.
And then you can pick it up at that point and put it back on the parchment paper. And
thank you. That's what I thought. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we have a few cooked on.
I have a couple of questions. One is that doesn't quinoa have a lot of fat in it?
It doesn't have a lot of fat. It has fat.
But more fat
but
than...
It's a good
not
fat.
Much.
A lot of...
Not much. So it has more protein than most other grains. It's a seed, really.
Okay.
But it's not it's more of a starchy seed rather than a fatty seed.
Okay. Then my other question was, you were talking about the breaking down of the broccoli to get the
sulforaphane.
So, and the chewing will do that. But if you just kind of cut it a little bit with the flowerettes and you throw it in and you cook it, that wouldn't release as much as if you cut it a lot or chewed
it
a lot?
If you cut it, you can just cut it.
Cut it into florets, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
A little bit.
Because another thing is, like, if you've cooked it, you can just add a little bit of raw to it, to the cooked, and that starts the reaction. The thing is, it has to, like, it takes, like, 40 minutes or so. So, like, when you're chewing it, then it's in your small intestine waiting to go down there. It's creating that still.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of the same thing as if you're just chopping it and letting it sit. I forget what he calls it, like hack and I forget what he calls it. But you chop it up and let it sit for 40 minutes and then you can cook it.
Yeah.
Four minutes or 40 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the good things, like if you, I like to make cauliflower rice. So you can chop up the cauliflower real small or put it in the food processor, and then you're saying let it sit for a while?
Yeah.
And then saute it or
And that's what he was saying about, like, people make broccoli soup by steaming the broccoli first, and then they blend it. But he said you should blend it and then steam it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like little things like that.
Wow.
Mike, please.
Yes. Quick question about the Vitamix and plastic. They used to make it stainless steel and glass. Do you know if that's going to be happening soon? Or what are your thoughts on just blending in that? I know it's BPA-free and all that, but and maybe not in heat.
Yeah,
I would prefer not to do it that way. I would prefer if they made it in stainless or glass, but that's what it is. Generally, we don't heat in there. I don't cook things in there. You may blend it enough that it starts to get warm, but that's not hot enough to really activate any plastics in there. Of course, it's BPA-free, but we don't know what they used instead of BPA that we're going to find out later is worse than BPA, right? So I prefer to stay away from plastic as much as possible, but really it's heat that activates the leaching of plastic. So if you're putting boiling water in there with your veggies, it's different than if you just put the water in. And which I just realized I do that a lot. I put in my steam water with my veggies. So I probably should let it cool down. Yeah. Yeah.
You have another one over here?
Yeah, no, just clarifying. Oh. Sorry about that. But I thought that the cooking process of the cruciferous veggies was going to help with the process. But you're saying cutting and then cooking. So it's going to help even more? Is that to enhance? Or?
So the enzyme that you need for the reaction to create the... yes.
It's myrosinase, if anybody wants to know.
Yeah, the enzyme is damaged by heat.
Yeah.
But the sulforaphane is not.
Okay.
So you want to make it...
Cut it, you activate the myrosinase to break it down before you heat it.
Before I heat it. Otherwise I'm going to be missing the piece. Okay, I'm missing actually other benefits. Okay, great. Thanks.
Subtle little things that make a huge difference. Yeah.
Here.
How long to leave it? 40 minutes. You can cook it and eat it. It takes that long for it to go down to your digestion.
Are you saying
you can cut it and eat it. It's like you don't have to cut. If you're eating it raw, that's why it works, because it's creating it.
Oh, so if you're eating it raw, you can cut it and eat it immediately, and you're going
to
have, you don't have to wait, because it's going to be in your digestive tract. The enzyme hasn't been deactivated by heat. But if you're going to cook it, you chop it up, you let it sit for 40 minutes, let the enzyme do its thing, and then you eat it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Before you cook it. I mean, yeah, then you cook it and eat it.
So as far as dehydration is concerned, how long do you dehydrate, and what temperature do you dehydrate it at?
That?
Your crust?
It's like the pizza crust. It's like depends on how much humidity is in the air and everything. So
in Houston.
You could put it on, what? In Houston?
Houston.
A lot. Long time.
3 days.
Yeah. Actually, probably, so you put it on your nonstick sheet and then let it go for maybe 6 hours, something like that. And then you flip it onto the screen and you just have to keep checking it. You're not going to.
Maybe
it's not
going to
go
thing.
Too long. You're not going to burn it or anything. No. So
it'll just get harder.
And Houston, there's one length, and Phoenix another.
Do it at.
Not sure from Phoenix. Wow.
About 105. You could start it at 135, 145 for about 45 minutes or so. The food's not going to get that hot, and then just turn it back down to 105 for the rest of the time. Make it go faster.
Okay. Is that stop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did somebody have the mic? Oh, okay, you do. Okay, cool.
Okay, well, thank you. I hope that was helpful. Catch Karen around. And yay. Put this into practice. I just want to say that I think that the biggest thing missing in the distinction we could make from a lot of the functional medicine docs out there is they just say, go eat well. Here's some foods, right? And people are going like, what do I do? Now what do I do? And we can actually help them, whether or not you give them resources that they could go to, or you create your own little videos or find other people's videos and send them to. Her books, by the way, if you get her low glycemic dessert book,
oh,
totally
I
amazing.
Say something really quick?
Yes,
I was going to talk about that one of the desserts because I was going to make it, but I didn't have time. But the chocolate pudding that you guys had yesterday? So that started out as like the typical raw chocolate pudding recipe, and they use it's straight avocados and either dates or agave, and that's about it, vanilla maybe. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you put banana in it if you want to like have less fat, and still it's high glycemic, and especially with agave. And so then I put zucchini with the avocado to cut the fat and have it low glycemic, and use erythritol, vanilla, and salt. And I mean, it still tastes like the more you blend an avocado, the thicker it's going to get. So you don't really have to worry about, oh, the zucchini's going to water it down or anything. And it tastes like chocolate pudding. And
what do you want to avoid the avocado?
The avocado? Are you trying to avoid the fat or the avocado? Yeah, coconut's good. Yeah, coconut's real good. Fresh. Young Thai coconuts. Real coconuts.
Irish moss will, you have to be careful if too much Irish moss throws off the flavor, but did you do it with Irish moss, that thing you did the other, oh no, it was different. Irish moss, you just have to watch for overpowering it, but Irish moss is a good thickener as well. You know, sometimes it's just like get in there and play. I do it once a month. I get in the kitchen and play right in front of 300 people on the camera. I go, let's just make some stuff. Let's throw it together, see what we come up with. So don't be afraid to do that. It's not like angel food where when you don't get it right, it doesn't get right. You just play with this and say, whoa, I wonder what it would happen if I tried that. That's how her great recipes are born. It's like, oh, I want to cut that back. Oh, I want to add that. If you're sensitive to the sugar alcohols, Lohan. I'm loving Lohan as a sweetener. And we have a bunch of Lohan over there, stevia. Some people don't like the aftertaste of stevia. So play around with it and figure it out.
And you can use like half and half of.
Oh, we got to wrap. Okay. Yeah, we got to go to lunch. So if you hold your questions. Oh, right after lunch, we're going to draw for this, which is my DVD set, the one that I did with Alicia. It's the book and the DVD set, which is going to show you all how to make pizza crusts and all the kind of stuff that she's talking about, but all that cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so come back after lunch. If
okay.
you are going to, if you are, if you've decided to join us for NEPT, meet us outside. We have, is it food out there as well? The food is outside and the tables are outside. Everybody else goes in through the other lunchroom. And if you're going to join, go ahead and talk to Scott and at least fill out your paperwork and he can finish it up later. But join us for lunch. And anybody that's in NEPT is welcome to join us out there because I'd like the new people to meet the returning people as well. And we're back at 1:30. Yes.